Tonight is the eve of the Feast of Pentecost, Saturday, June the 5th, in the year of our Lord, 1976. We are temporarily having the vigils on the site of the Vatican Pavilion, blessed by Pope Paul, formerly part of the New York World's Fairgrounds in Flushing, Long Island.
The sky is becoming very clear. There's a deep blue cast over above Our Lady's statue. And now a large, I don't know how to explain it. It's almost like a cloud formation making the letter W in the sky. And W is always warning to the world. The blue coloring seems to be fading out. There is a bright light over on the left side, our left side. Our Lady is coming forward now. She has on a beautiful white gown with a blue sash about her waist, and over her shoulders and cascading over her head is a light blue mantle, a beautiful light blue mantle. Our Lady now is touching her first finger to her lips. That means to listen and repeat. Our Lady is extending her arm out now and pointing upwards to the sky. In the sky is appearing, a hammer and a sickle. The hammer and the sickle now is lighting up in a bright red color. My child, the world is approaching a great crisis, revolution upon revolution, because mankind has not heeded my warnings of the past. The Red Bear shall go forward and do his dastardly works of deception. The Holy Father, Pope Paul the VI, is suffering much, my children. Those whom he has trusted have turned against him, have eaten at his table, have shared his confidence to then betray him. Oh, my children, you do not listen. You go upon your way with hardened hearts, and you have closed your ears to my warnings. Bishops in my son's house, church, you have gone astray. You have scattered our sheep. You have joined with all manner of heretics and false teachers. You started with good intentions in your council, but you became deluded in your search for peace and brotherhood. You allowed all manner of error to creep slowly into my son's house, church. You must understand that you are setting in motion the formation of a world council of churches, but it will not be the church of my son. It will be a church of man, a church without the true foundation. My children, for the love of money and power, many are selling their souls. if you gather all of the honors, the glories, the treasures of earth, and come across the veil with no measure of compensation to allow your soul to enter into the kingdom of your God, the eternal kingdom, your final home. Many mitres are on the road now to perdition. Awaken from your slumber, O pastors. You have fallen asleep. You do not read the book of life and love, your Bible. You have set yourselves wandering through the darkness. You are deluded, for you have accepted a new way, one evolved from humanism and modernism. It is all the deception of Satan. My son in the eternal Father allows mankind to fast go onto the road to his own destruction because sin has become a way of life among you. My children, do not compromise your faith. Do not join with the enemies of my son. And I say unto you, all who know of my son and deny that he is the Christ, they are the Antichrist. Birds of a feather will flock together. Do not become unevenly yoked. You must not gather all churches with the one true church, for you cannot do this now. You are deceived and you are deceiving. You must not compromise your faith. You cannot lower your standards and bring others into my son's church. For you bring in all manner of heresy and abominations. By your example did you gather our sheep, and by your example now do you scatter them. I say as your mother, turn back from your road, for you are on the way to perdition. Know that there has been sent upon you demons of special mission who have evolved your world on the road to full capitulation to the agents. 666. The sheep are The ball of redemption shall cleanse your world in a baptism of fire. Oh, my children, how far you have strayed from the truth. The knowledge given to you by your prophets were written down in truth to guide you. But now you change the words to suit your basic carnal human natures. Go back and read, my children, the true words of your prophets, but do not accept changes in the book. For these changes have been promoted by Satan. Heresy, oh mournful heresy, whatever shall become of you? Parents, I caution you anew to guard the souls of your children by your teaching and example. You cannot save your children's souls by giving them to false teachers and the world. For the world has now been given to Satan. Many martyrs, many saints shall come after the battle. Many martyrs shall come from out of the battle. Pick up your cross, my children, and carry it. For no man is above his master. As may they persecuted my son, so will they persecute you who follow him. All pastors, will you stand before my son and say that your teaching has been pure in his sight? The children are the innocent victims of their elders. Your country and many countries of the world stand now in judgment by the Eternal Father for the murders of the unborn. No man shall destroy a creation of the Eternal Father. The spirit of life is breathed at the moment of conception into the body of a living child. At the moment of conception, the soul is placed by the Eternal Father into that child. And no excuses for murder shall be accepted by the Eternal Father. Darkness of spirit has entered upon your country and the world. Pray much, my children, for the value for life and the living grows dim. In your world of spiritual darkness, there shall be a loss for the love of life. Death will become commonplace as man loses his love of neighbor. But first and above all, he has lost his love of his God. No man shall murder, and it is murder, my children, when he shall give the excuse of saying become emaciated because he lives only with prayers and the help of all scientific means. The Eternal Father has placed a soul in that body. That body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. No man can know when that soul must return to the Eternal Father. No man shall hasten its exit from a body by murder. Euthanasia is murder. Shall you become a judge over the living and the dead? I give fair warning as your mother that the world has set itself upon a course for its own destruction. In my son's house, it shall be bishop against bishop and cardinal against cardinal, for Satan has set himself in their midst. It shall be mother against daughter, father against son. There shall be discord in the home as the family head struggles to maintain the faith. Oh, my children, the battle of the spirits is far greater than any human war that man knows of. The days as given by your prophets are here. Recognize the signs of your times, my children, and act upon them. All who have been given the great grace to hear my voice, to accept the warnings from heaven, know that much is expected of you, for you must go forward and recover your straying brothers and sisters. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer, my children. Pray for the struggle that now is taking place in the eternal city of Rome, and the struggle that is entering upon many countries of Europe. The evil of the Red Bear is spreading, my children. Prayer, atonement, and sacrifice. How long can I hold back the heavy hand of my son? Now it's going very dark. Our Lady is moving high above the trees on the left side. Now Michael is coming down behind her. He's dressed in a very long white gown. His hair is short and it's very brilliant. It almost has a metallic appearance. There's no way I can describe it. It's almost metallic, and the gleam of it is startling, because it seems to cascade over his shoulders in a yellow-golden glow. Our Lady now is reaching to her waist, and she's taking out her rosary. And Our Lady is placing the crucifix in front of her like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Our Lady now is going across the sky, high above her statue. She's looking down very sadly. Our Lady looks very sad. And she's placing now her crucifix out in front of her and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady's going clear across the sky. She's floating. she's carried like on the wind. There's no movement of legs or anything. It just seems as though she's weightless and carried over now above the tree, right directly to the right of Our Lady's statue. Now, Our Lady is leaning down and extending her crucifix out like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. My child, you will be seated now, for there is much that I must discuss with you in secret at this time. Over in the sky, above Our Lady's statue, but far to the rear, there are many figures coming now through the sky. I recognize Saint Teresa, and there's a man standing next to her. He has on a cassock and a large cross about his neck. It's a silver cross. Blessed Newman. Other man, blessed Bishop Newman, is carrying in his right arm a book, and he's pointing now with his left finger to the book. The catechisms. The truth is not being given as given by the Holy Spirit to mankind. The truth is going into darkness. In my city, there will be a great meeting of those hierarchy who hold responsibility for these atrocities. In the good book, in the books that teach the children, there is much to be restored. Many have entered upon a life of self-indulgence. They no longer understand the value of their calling by living a life of poverty, humility, and chastity. Strip yourselves now of those trappings of the world that ensnare you and snare your souls, my brothers, and destroy your vocation. The years left to you are few to recover the flock, the sheep that you have scattered. Awaken now from your slumber, O you of little faith. The red hats, the purple hats, wandering in darkness of spirit. O my brothers, I am fully aware of your trials. I am fully aware of the errors that have entered upon you. Your obedience is to the Eternal Father. No man shall be justified in promoting error and heresy. I say unto you that you shall be judged in the least. Turn back, my brothers. You are crumbling the world. that Jesus is the foundation, then you shall stand before him, and he shall ask you of an account of your time, and how many souls have you brought to him. You must all turn back now, get down on your knees, and live a life that strips your human nature of all that has corrupted you. Restore the truth. Now, the blessed man, Bishop Newman, is now handing his book, the Bible, to Michael. Michael has carried it now in his left hand, and his right hand is holding a balance. The good bishop has now in his right hand a large golden crozier, the bishop's staff. He has now a mitre upon his head. It's a beautiful golden and red color. And the two sides, there is a band, a ribbon that is coming over his right shoulder now, hanging down. It's a beautiful gold and red ribbon, a deep red. It's not a red as we know it, but it's a rich, velvety-looking burgundy red. Now, it's becoming very, very brilliant over on the right side by the trees, and coming now through this tremendous, brilliant light is Jesus. He has no shoes on. He has on a cream-colored gown with a cape, a burgundy-colored cape, about his shoulders. Jesus' hair is streaming down on here to his shoulders and his back. He's smiling now. I can see him very clearly, but it is a very sad smile. Now Jesus is going. He's just carried on the wind. He's going across the sky, and now he's nodding to Our Lady and the Blessed Bishop, and St. Teresa now is standing behind the bishop, and now Jesus is touching his lips. Listen and repeat. My children, I could bring before you all who have passed over the veil, all who also stood the test of time and the test of faith. It is sad that I must bring the knowledge to you that many who had started with the greatest of prospects have now soiled their garments. But for the prayers and acts of sacrifice of loving hearts, many of these mitres would fall into hell. I do not have to add upon the words of my mother. It is sufficient to say that all has been made known to you, to mankind. The coming days, the approach of the great chastisement, and the warning that will soon come upon mankind to awaken him from his slumber. You have all entered upon a crucial time in the history of mankind. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer. There are many voice boxes throughout your earth, and we say to them, shout the message from the rooftops. Good words kept in a closed mouth is like placing meat on a dead man's grave. I repeat, good words kept in a closed mouth is like placing meat on a dead man's grave. Jesus is now going across the sky, and he's standing just above the Pope's flag, the papal flag. Now he's taking his hand and placing in front of him like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. My children, pray a constant vigilance of prayer for your vicar, Pope Paul. The enemies are gathering. Communism shall be the scourge of mankind. All that is rotten will fall. Recognize the signs of your times, my children, and you will not fall into the web of Satan. I give fair account to all of our bishops throughout your world that you must give account to me in judgment for your sheep, and shall you stand before me and say that your teaching has been pure in my sight, many mitres shall fall into hell, for you are on the road to perdition. You shall not compromise my house, my church. You shall not gather souls by destroying the principles of my church. For you have scattered the sheep. By your fruits have you been made known to the world. It truly cries teardrops from heaven. You have been given a warning, and you will act upon it. Oh, my children, my mother has gone throughout your world as a mediatrix from God to your world to meet with rejection and scorn, and that is why we can truly say that only a few will be saved. Those who have been given the grace to hear these warnings and act upon them, much shall be expected of them. Continue in the days ahead with great perseverance, fortitude, and hope, knowing that the eventual victory is with heaven. This is the day spoken of, written of, and prophesied in the past. It is the time of the separation of the sheep from the goats, a time of trial for mankind. The Eternal Father has a plan for all. No man can fully understand the ways of the Eternal Father, for they are surely not akin to man's. Continue with your prayers of atonement, and by your example, reach out and gather our sheep. Now Jesus is placing his hand in front of him like this, with his three fingers extended, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children, as the Father blesses you, and we send among you the Paraclete. Continue now, my children, with your prayers of atonement, for they are sorely needed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen.